It is a joyful day. Well, they say in this world that there are two kinds of people. The people that believe the glass is half full, and those who believe the glass is half empty. The optimist, as we know, sees the glass as half full. These are people in life that always seem to be a bit too cheery in life. You know that person that wakes up happy before coffee? That person that seems overly sweet? The pessimist, as we know, sees the glass as half empty. These are the people that always seem to be grumpy in life. You know that person that hates to wake up? The person you don't dare talk to before they've had coffee? That person who has a surly or sarcastic remark for everything? But I would say that there is a third type. I think in life there are a handful of true optimists, and I think there are a handful who are truly pessimists. But I think a majority of us are actually apathetic. Well, let's face it, when most of you saw that glass of water, you said, the old glass is half full or half empty analogy. Most of us wake up and say, another day. Sure, I'll have a cup of coffee. Here we go again. And here we are in a season of joy. But for most of us, it is not a season of joy. It's a season of, and maybe a sprinkle of joy here and there. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. We are supposed to be full of Christmas spirit. We're supposed to be excited. This is one of the two biggest holidays of our faith. But all too often, the season has the ability to turn even an optimist to apathy, an apathetic person to pessimism, and a pessimistic person to just pure grinch. Nevertheless, during Christmas, we often become joy seekers. We want to find joy, don't we? But let's face it, this holiday often becomes a season of joy to me and not joy to the world. We want to have joyous moments. We will do anything to fabricate joyous moments. We host parties. We buy extravagant gifts for other people. We watch movies and we sing to Christmas music. And no matter what we try, joy seems to be a word that seems to escape us this time of year. I'll be the first to admit that it's rare for me to have 25 days of joy. Has anybody had 25 days of just pure joy? There are times when joy has become like a three-lettered swear word. Look at the mall traffic. Oh, joy. Well, this week we have two concerts, a practice, a Christmas party, 2 dozen cookies due, and a Secret Santa to buy for. Oh, joy. And did you hear who was coming back to the family Christmas dinner this year? Oh, joy. And it doesn't get any better after we open the presents. Look at the sweater your aunt got me. Oh, joy. Oh, look, my favorite, some assembly required. Oh, joy. And then look at the mess we have to clean up. Oh, joy. We want wow moments. We want pleasure out of wow moments. We say we are spreading Christmas joy, but the truth is that for most of us, we are creating wow moments for our joy. We want others to be happy because it brings us joy. When we boil it down, Christmas all too often is all about joy to me. But the joy most of us get is temporary. It doesn't last. If we really had the joy of Christmas, then why are we complaining about the neighbor who still has their Christmas lights up and turned on during February? Don't we do that? Can you believe they haven't taken their lights down yet? Why do we pack up and shelve Christmas until after Thanksgiving? Oh, sure, there are a few people that have had their tree up since Halloween. And don't we think they're all nuts? And don't we hate the radio stations who start a little too early with the holiday music? And by the time December ends, we are just done with Christmas.
If I have to hear Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer one more time.
But you see, joy seeking is exhausting. Think about the joy of turning on those Christmas lights hanging on the house. It took me a lot of hard work to get ours up to have that joyous moment. The joy of seeing your Christmas tree all decorated, but doesn't it take a lot of work to get to that joyous moment? The joy of seeing your kids' or grandkids' faces light up as they open up presents. It took a lot of hard work to get to that joyous moment. The joy of seeing family gathered around the table and enjoying a special dinner. It took a lot of work to get to that joyous moment. We all know it shouldn't be about the commercialization. We all know what Christmas is supposed to be. After all, we have TV specials like the Charlie Brown Christmas. You remember the scene where Linus saves Christmas and reminds us what it's meant to be? And there are hundreds of movies and TV specials that try to remind us what Christmas means. Our kids have been in all the plays. We've been to nativities. We come to church. And some of us even dust off the old Bible and read the Christmas scriptures. We see it, we hear it, we read it, but sometimes then why don't we get it? Remember that old song, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places? I think we are looking for joy in all the wrong places. Because joy starts with this. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with us. Jesus, the Son of God, part of the Holy Trinity, came to be Emmanuel. Jesus, our Savior, was born in the city of David. He came so that we might live. And when we accept Christ as our Savior, He lives within us. Emmanuel, God with us. Paul writes this in Ephesians. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth derives its name. I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with a power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Emmanuel, Christ dwelling in our hearts. And he goes on to say, I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know that His love surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. If nothing else, Christmas should renew our joy, the joy we should carry all year round. Do you grasp how wide His love is? Do you get how long and how high His love is? Can you fathom how deep the love of Christ is? The scripture says it's greater than any knowledge. It's more than you can ever think of. But His love is something we have to experience. His love is a free gift, and all we have to do is accept it. Because Jesus loves me. Jesus loves you. And having His love is our source of joy. From the scriptures, we have read that Elizabeth and her child were overwhelmed with joy. As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill His promises to her. Mary willingly accepted her mission as a faithful servant to God. Mary believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her. And because of her obedience and her faith, she brought joy. Mary brought joy to Elizabeth and her unborn child. Does your presence bring joy to people's lives? Do they see the Lord in you? Do they see you as a faithful servant? Do they see you as a person living out your life of obedience and faith? When you arrive places, is it, oh joy, look who's here? Or is it, oh, look who's here? Oh joy. We should be a joyous people no matter our circumstances. Joy is a choice we make when we look at our present circumstances through the eyes of faith, trusting that God is at work and that he will never leave us or abandon us. Joy is a choice we make when we look at our present circumstances through the eyes of faith, trusting that God is at work and that he will never leave us or abandon us. God with us, knowing that he will never leave us or abandon us. When we know and feel the presence of Emmanuel, then we will have joy. This is when we stop seeking joy and we start bringing joy. We need to live joyfully. We need to bring joy to the people around us. I mean, after all, we have Christ, we have the gift of eternal life, and we have the Holy Spirit. I pray that songs like this are in your hearts each and every day, not just during Christmas. Because we turn these radio stations off, we put those CDs back, don't we? After Thanksgiving, now we have our phones and we have Christmas lists, right? We can just hit play. Remember the days you have to pull all the CDs off the shelf and put your Christmas list together? But shouldn't these songs be on our hearts every day? Shouldn't we be going around saying, "Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn king. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations, rise. Join the triumph of the skies. And with the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn king." You didn't know your hymnal was full of sermons, did you? But isn't that powerful? Isn't that the kind of thing we need to carry all year long? We need to be a people of joy. Because if we're not a people of joy, who wants to be one of us? Don't you hate that grumpy Grinch? You either got one in your family or in your office or somewhere. We all know that one, don't we? Ah, Christmas music. Ah, decorations. Let's not go through life with eh. Let's go through life with joy. I leave you with the words of Paul once more. And this is truly my prayer for you. "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know that this love surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. May you have joy this Christmas season. Let us go with the joy of our Father and of our Son and of our Holy Spirit. Amen.